عباس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو کسی عالم کو نصیحت کر کے سنا کہ اے دوست، عمل بالمعروف اور نہی عن المنکر کو لازم جان، کیونکہ یہ علم کی زکات ہے. حضرت علامہ شاہرانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے جیسے آئی ہرڈ حضرت خواص علی خواص رحمۃ اللہ علیہ گیونگ سم نصیحت ٹو این عالم، ہی ٹیل دا عالم، او مائی فرینڈ، میک امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر کمپلسری اپون یو، ریگارڈ اٹ ٹو بی سم تھنگ وچ از کمپلسری اپون یو. امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر مینس ٹو کمانڈ رائچسنس ورچو اینڈ ٹو پروہیبٹ ایون، ٹو آلویز گیو نصیحت اباؤٹ ورچو، اباؤٹ گڈنس، اباؤٹ رائچسنس، اینڈ ٹو کیپ اینڈ ٹو پروہیبٹ ادرس فرام کمیٹنگ سنس اینڈ ایون. Why? کیونکہ یہ علم کی زکات ہے. Because this is the zakat of knowledge. امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر، it is the zakat for knowledge. Wealth has zakat. Person has wealth, he pays every year 2.5% of his assets, he must give a zakat. If he has any livestock, there's a different nisab for that, he has to give zakat on livestock, on his crops is the zakat. And on ilm also there is zakat. And at least on amr bil ma'ruf, that is the zakat of ilm. And just as zakat is compulsory on wealth, so too the zakat is compulsory on ilm. If one does not pay the zakat on his wealth becomes contaminated. It will become a baal, it will become a calamity for him in the dunya as well as in the akhirat. In akhirat, that wealth will become like a serpent, huge serpent, and it will be around his neck, biting him and torturing him. In the same way, this ilm also, in the akhirat, it will become a calamity for that person. It will become a source, this knowledge of the deen will become a punishment for him. In Qiyamat, if he does not discharge the zakat of it, and that is amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar, which is compulsory, and amr bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar, it is not restricted to giving bayans. Only the ulama must give bayans. It is a duty upon every person. Every person has a certain amount of knowledge. I mean, knowledge is compulsory for every mu'min. Nabi Salaam said, ilm is compulsory for every Muslim. You have to acquire the basic knowledge for your daily amal, your daily activities, in whichever worldly field you are involved. You have to acquire knowledge for that act, whether it's a business or whether you are a business or whether you are a person is a farmer or is has property which is letting out, or in any field, there are always masail of the deen connected with. Then you have the masail of the salat, of your daily acts of ibadah. So everyone has some knowledge, and in a proportion and accordance with that knowledge which you have, you have to make nasihat. You see that thing, another mu'min committing something which is wrong, and if you you have the knowledge of it, you understand that what he's doing is wrong, and you are able to give him nasihat, then it is necessary now, it's compulsory upon you, to give him that nasihat. Whether he accepts it or rejects it is not your concern. He died comes from only Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala guides people. We cannot guide people. No one can guide anyone. Not even a Nabi also cannot guide anyone. Allah Ta'ala very clearly in many ayahs of the Quran makes it clear to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he died only from Allah Ta'ala. Guiding from him. Our duty is merely to propagate the haq. To remind of the haq. So if one abstains from amr bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, despite having the ability to do so, you have the knowledge and you conceal it, or because of some other worldly or nafsani motive, you withheld it, you don't discharge the zakat of that ilm, then obviously Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. And when the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, it will take everyone in his stride. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتَكُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُسِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلُمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Beware of such a punishment, Allah says. Beware of such a punishment, which will become so universal and so armed, it will take everyone in his tribe. Not only Allah Ta'ala, not only the zalimin, not only the transgressors and the sinners, those who open sin, common open sin. No, it will take even your pious people, your ulama, your buzruk, and all of them will come under the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Now, Allah Ta'ala is not unjust. Allah is never unjust. Why will he, should he punish? Why will he punish those who are not amongst the sinners? He'll punish them also because they are great sinners. Those ulama who abstain from Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar, they are great sinners. Just as other flagrant fusaka, they are also sinners by abstaining from Amr bin Maruf and Munkar. So Allah Ta'ala says the punishment will overtake them all. There were many, many such universal armed punishment in the past where Allah decided to destroy entire communities. Entire communities were destroyed, including the holy people, including the learned men, the ulama and the awliya living in there. Because well, they abstained from Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she narrated the hadith, she says, There was a city in bygone time, time of Bani Israel, in which there were 60,000 inhabitants. 60,000 people were living in the city. Of the 60,000, 40,000 were fusaq, fujal, evil sinners. They were evil people. And there were 20,000 such people whose amal were like the amal of the anbiya. So pious they were. They are engrossed in ibadat. Of the 60,000, 20,000 were such awliya, whose amal, whose deeds were like the deeds of the anbiya. Allah Ta'ala ordered the Jibril al-Islam to destroy the entire city. When Jibril al-Islam inquired, Ya Allah, in this city there are so many awliya, 20,000. Allah destroyed them all along with the city. When he inquired of the reason, said that they were those that people who abstained from Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar. And why would they do that? They became desensitized. The people commit so much evil on a daily basis, every day, everyone. That sin no longer appears to be sin. Evil is no longer evil. You become so accustomed to it, so much used to it, that you take it, it becomes now a norm, except something is accepted. Then they start to socialize this, the pious people start to socialize and fraternize with the people, with their family people and their friends. When they are invited, they go and eat by them. When there's a nikah marriage, they participate in that, in the feast. When a nikah is to be performed, the imam, the maulana, he knows that after this nikah, there's going to be a evil haram reception in a hall or somewhere. Then still he performs the nikah. He performs the nikah and he also goes and eats of that haram food that they're going to serve there. So, in this way, because they become so used to the evil, and they become so friendly with the fusaq and fujan, that they completely abandon Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar. What happened? Allah Ta'ala ordered Jibril al-Islam to destroy the entire city. And that's not only one example, there are many such examples where entire communities were destroyed because of abstention from Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar. And again, understand well, it is not restricted to the ulama, every person. You are, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Mu'minu Mir'atul Mu'min. That a mu'min is a mirror for another mu'min. In a mirror you look, You see, if there's any defect in your clothing or in your appearance, then you set it right. So in the same way, one moment, if he sees something wrong in another moment, he should remind him. Like the mirror reminds you, tells you, informs you of any deficiencies in your appearance. So in the same way, one moment should always nasihat to another moment. Yes, if you see now you're giving nasihat and you want to argue, and you want to fight and quarrel, you have discharged your duty. You just tell him and then maintain silence. Don't continue and argue with him because he's now an ignorant person. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُ اللَّهُ وَأَعْرَضُ عَنْهُ وَقَالَ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا لَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Now there, when they hear, when the people of taqwa, the muttaqin, hear nonsense, lahu, stupidity, stupid talk, what they do, they ignore it, they turn away from it, and they said, for us our audit, for you your audit, this, salam upon you, we do not follow the people of ignorant, the jahilin. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.